Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Excited to have you this morning on this cloudy day, but at least warm.
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah, you think you could bring us a little sunshine tomorrow, Brittany? Could you do that, please?
I hope so. The last couple of days has been slow.
I know. Just makes you want to nap.
Yes, it does.
I know. So what are you up to today?
I'm at work.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm actually a loader right now for a concrete company.
Oh, very cool.
That sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
You guys are busy.
Yeah.
Yep. Not when it rains, though.
No, that's true, too. That is true, yeah.
Hmm.
So here's the deal. You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with the letter of the day. You know that, though, don't you? Because you listen all the time and play along at home.
Of course.
So please don't repeat any of your answers. And if you don't have an answer right away, pass. Because that's the trick. That's the key. Got to keep it moving. Keep it going. So okay. Jeff's going to go ahead and open the envelope there and let us know what the letter of the day is. He really loves that, this part. The opening.
He missed it. He keeps going right for the face, man. He's gonna
stab
himself.
He's
gonna nick himself in the forehead at some point.
You have the letter E today.
E.
Letter E.
Ew. All right.
It's one of the most popular vowels.
Ew.
It's a good one.
E. Yeah, mm-hmm. For ew.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Ew, David.
So
I'm putting 30 seconds on the clock over here. There you go.
All right.
We won't start that clock until Jen finishes asking the first question.
Here we go. With the letter E, Brittany, name something you do when you need to wake up.
Eat.
Something canned.
Pass.
A flavor.
Pass.
A plant.
Pass.
Something spicy.
Pass.
A cleaning product.
Pass.
A job.
Pass.
Something red.
Oh.
Pass.
I was killing it over here.
Something in a can. Eagle brand milk.
Ooh.
I said eel.
Lord.
I bet there's canned eel somewhere.
Eel. I thought of eel. The plant. Immediately, I thought eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus.
Or
same.
Eggplant.
Eggplant. Something spicy. I said egg roll. Eggplant. Job. Elephant trainer. Let's
you
go.
You should have been on my team.
I tried. I was waving at Tim. And when you said a cleaning product, I thought of elixir, which I didn't know if you would have accepted or not. A cleaning elixir.
Maybe. Sometimes you whip up your own things at home with like a little ammonia and a little of this and a.
But you could have done like eucalyptus oil. You can clean something with that.
Hey,
I don't know.
When Fritch played, she got 9 out of 10 without any help.
Yep.
I wouldn't have gotten as many, but I felt like I was really on a roll.
He's
for
hard.
A minute.
The vowels
man.
Are hard.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you ever have an opportunity, though, to have a cast member or a show member play for you, I think Fritch is the way to go.
No,
you got 9 out of 10 that last time.
I know, but she still feels like a failure.
I do feel like a failure because I couldn't think of an F word candy.
You got closer than probably she would have.
Moving forward, I would have said fun dip, but not my finest moment. Next time. Right.
That's funny.
So,
well, nice
Brittany,
try, Brittany,
I got a question about concrete. So, when y'all are doing like a big concrete pour at a major construction site, like, isn't it super important, like the water mixture? Like, doesn't it have like a limited amount of time before it's no good?
Yes.
Yeah, what's it called? It's called like a wet load or something at the end. If it's not, you pour it, but it's past its time. It's something.
Yeah, like structurally, that can cause some major problems if you don't do that absolutely right and follow a time schedule. Am I wrong about that?
No, actually, you check the slump in the truck, and that's kind of tells you the amount of water that's in it.
The truck slump. Yeah.
But also, if they pour it at not at the right time, do they have to tear it back out? Does that happen?
I'm not real sure on that. I just know that we have like tests we run before we leave the plant, and then also they run tests at the plant too.
Gotcha.
What's the maximum drive time between the plant and wherever you're going to pour? Like how long? How big is that window?
Well, we have. I actually work for the Wells Group, and we have plants everywhere. So.
There's one in Ross by me, right?
There you go.
Well,
yep. So we kind of just pass jobs along. If it's closer to a certain plant, then of course we pass it to the job site closest to you.
Gotcha. Well, anyway, thank you for what you do. Thanks for listening to Q102.
How many of the guys that work for you call it cement?
Oh. not sure.
We could talk about concrete all day here.
Yep.
Brittany, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
See ya.
Bye.
She's like, those guys are so weird.
I feel like Brittany was like, please just stop talking to me about concrete. Yeah. I don't want to talk to you right now.
Trying to get away from work. Yeah,
I don't know. I just work there. Calm down.
And why do we want to know so much?
I know.
So inquisitive.
No, I can't remember the movie, but I saw a movie a few years ago about this civil engineer who, like, I guess they had screwed up or something, and it had to do with a concrete pour. It was like this major building project, and all these lives were at stake over something as little as the mixture and the concrete was wrong, and their window had passed or something, and something.
Well, at our renovation time with Tim House in Wyoming, we had the sidewalk poured, and it ended up being past that window. And they told us, they said, you know, we thought we were close, but as it's drying, we can tell it was, and I forget what they called it, like a hot load or something, some sort of load. And so they had to tear it all out and put new stuff in.
Which is one thing if it's just a sidewalk, but it's a whole other thing.
Building with lives and all.
Right, exactly. Here we go. There you go. Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 832. Light showers to start, warm and breezy later. Still cloudy, though, throughout the day. High in the mid-70s, 61 now. And anybody who knows Jen knows that she ain't running that household.
No.
No, sure you bum.
I'm third in line behind my kid and then my
dog. Yeah.
And then I might have a say-so.
But remember when Jacob did not want anything to do with getting a dog?
I know.
And he did.
He did come around.
He turned around.
What do you think brought him around?
I don't know what it was. I don't know if there was just something special about Merle. And when he saw that video of Merle, he was like, all right, I can deal with that. He's kind of, I think he's okay with getting a cat too. He kind of yesterday told me, I showed him the picture of that kitten that my mother has.
That's a cute kitten. Oh.
It's an adorable kitten.
And he wants you to get it?
And I said, what do you think about this, you know, kitten coming to live with us? And he was like, yeah.
Hmm.
I'm still undecided, but at least I know if I want to go that direction. But
right,
he's definitely never wavered at this point at all on me getting into the dating scene.
Hmm.
It was the other day. We were watching the news, and a commercial for Silver Singles came on. Is what happened.
Silver Singles.
Silver Singles.
What network are you watching?
I don't know. I think it was the regular news.
It comes on during the football game.
Yeah,
does it?
Yeah.
For Silver Singles.
Yeah. Oh, they're all over the place. Yeah.
And Silver Singles is what again?
Well, I told him it's a dating site for old people, and then I said, you know, that I explained to him, you know, what a dating site was. And then I started rolling tape.
Oh, you started rolling video?
I started rolling video.
So this is part of your conversation.
Yes.
In the kitchen, it
yes.
appears.
Yes.
With your son, Jacob, about mm-hmm. you date possibly joining Silver Singles.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Jacob, do you think mom should go on Silver Singles and try to find a boyfriend?
No.
No?
No.
Can mom have a boyfriend?
No.
No.
Mom, I'm at it.
And by the way, hold on. I got to stop this for a second because he's not only saying no, he's got this look on his face like, don't be stupid. No. And he's shaking his head like, really? How many times have we been through this?
It gets better.
This is great.
Oh?
No.
Can mom have a boyfriend?
No.
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 Mom, I'm not to get boyfriend anymore.
No. No boyfriends for mom?
No.
Am I allowed?
No.
No. You want just mom by herself?
Yes.
Yeah, just Jacob and mom?
Yes.
Two of us hanging out?
Yes.
You don't like it when mom talks about boyfriends, do you?
No.
No.
He's got such an irritated look on his face.
I know.
He's shaking his head. He's like, no. What is wrong with you?
Uh-huh.
How many times do I have to tell you this?
Uh-huh. Say nope, not today.
Nope, not today.
How about next week?
Moop.
Next year?
Moop.
How about in the year 2030?
Moop.
Never ever?
F-F-F.
Wow, you're going to be waiting a long time.
Wait till you hear how many evers he gives it.
Forever, ever, ever,
ever.
Do you want mom to stop talking about it now?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. Yeah, you're stressing him out.
He was. Stressed, but at the end he was smiling at me, but yeah, because I was stopping. But
right.
He's very, yeah.
Why do you think he's so adamant? Is it because he wants you all to himself, or he's like, trust me, no one can date my mom. It's hard.
I think that just like with Merle,
yeah,
when that special person comes around, he'll know and it'll be okay.
What if it was somebody that he maybe knew and liked, like,
yeah, I mean, this person is like, going to have to slide into our world, and I wouldn't want
like
anybody.
Mr.
That
Sean
couldn't.
Is going to stop by, and he's like, "Yes, we've lost Mr. Sean."
Right.
Well, show him a video, like you did the dog. You know, have these guys submit videos, right? Roll some video, like Chris Hemsworth, you know.
I mean, we have, you know, there are people in our life that he absolutely loves to have come over and to be there and to be with us, and so. It would take a real special personality, but I don't think I would ever introduce him to anyone and say, hey, Jacob, here's my new boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, no way.
His name is Brad Pitt, and I'm going to roll video. In fact, you know what? Be better yet. Let's play the four Chrises, the four Hollywood Chrises,
mm-hmm.
Hemsworth, Pine. Who are the other ones?
Oh, Evans and Pratt.
Pratt. There you go. And see which one he chooses for you.
That'd be all right. Here's the pick of the litter.
Yeah. 8:37, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We're starting to see those skies light up a little bit. Hopefully see some broken clouds begging Mother Nature for some sun. We'll see a high around 74 today. And right now it's 61. So we have a lot of people weighing in about our short discussion about concrete.
Oh, amazing.
Evidently, we have a lot of people who work in the industry that are very educated about concrete. Gail writes, Tim, what you're talking about a hot load.
It is a hot load.
Okay. Because the longer it's in the mixer truck, it generates heat. So here's a fun fact. If one of those cement mixers tips over or becomes stopped for some reason, what they do is they throw bags of sugar in to keep it from setting in the truck, in that little thing. Yeah, I always wondered that. Like, what's to prevent that stuff from hardening inside that? Yeah.
Like if it gets stuck in a traffic jam or something.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They like can also add ice on hot days since the loads get hotter faster in general. They use hot water in the winter. There are also a lot of different chemicals they can use to manipulate the temperature and water content issues like water reducers and calcium chloride.
Well, who knew?
Who was that? Gail?
I know. Yeah, Gail wrote that.
Cool. Thanks so much.
And then Greer was asking if the movie I was talking about concrete was the movie Lock. And it is. That is the movie I was talking about. L-O-C-K-E.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's your C-Men update right here on Q102.
It's a British-American psychological drama. Film stars Tom Hardy in the title role, and he's the only character you see on screen. And most of the entire movie takes place in his BMW X5.
What is it even about?
It's he is like a civil engineer, and he carries on a number of speakerphone conversations with characters voiced by all these different actors, and
Weird. It's
about this huge like construction F up that takes place on a major building project. Like we're talking like a major skyscraper, and it boils down to like the concrete being bad or something and not being able to support the weight of the structure they're building, and them just discovering this, and millions of dollars are at stake, and there's a potential cover-up involved, and it's him basically trying to put these fires out. as his family life is falling apart, and he's on this long road trip from one end of England to the other trying to fight multiple fires on different fronts.
Dang.
And it all plays out in speakerphone conversations from his car. And I got sucked in. I couldn't stop watching
it.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.